Today's podcast came from an article sent to me by my wife, Amanda, and it was an article that was written by James Hamblin with The Atlantic, and the title was The Futility of the Workout and Sit Cycle. And the article went through and started off talking about, you know, exercise and how it's good for you, et cetera, et cetera. But the frustration of the author was you can't make a blanket statement anymore. You always have to check with your doctor before you do an exercise regimen, before you lift weights, before you do yoga. But about halfway through the article, it references a study published by the American Heart Association. And they note that the problem with cardiovascular health and diabetes isn't how much we exercise, but it's actually how much time we spend not moving at all. So the conclusion was that exercise does not cancel sitting, being sedentary, just as eating a salad doesn't cancel eating smoking a cigarette. So I bring with you the problem, but I also come with solutions. So, you know, obviously we need to move more, and how can you do that? Well, the obvious ones, the cliche ones, get up and get a glass of water. Go to the bathroom. If you don't even have to use the bathroom, just go. Check yourself out in the mirror. Stretching, you know, stretch those hamstrings out. High fives. What coworker doesn't like a good high five? Get up, give some high fives. Jumping jacks. Challenge someone, see who can do 10 jumping jacks the fastest. My classic favorite, get a Nerf hoop. Nerf hoop never hurt nobody. Or break dancing. I've seen my sister at many weddings bust out the worm in a dress, so I know break dancing can be done in work clothes. So those are just some fun ones for you to work on at work. Stop sitting. Let's get moving. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.